Coming up on Red and Gold, we feature the one-man wrecking crew, Dontari Pope.
Pope creates a lot of problems.
He is a beast.
How can you be 300 pounds and move your feet that quick and change directions so fast? That's what separates him.
Plus, I sit down with Chiefs quarterbacks coach Matt Nagy.
He's a winner. When you produce and you win football games, which he has done throughout his whole career, that's a huge reflection of who you are as a person and as a player.
Then we relive some of the top plays of the exciting 2013 season.
Big throws it loud, and it's intercepted! Intercepted by Berry off a deflection from Derek Johnson! 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City!
It's all next on this episode of Red and Gold.
Across the 40, Charles is going to go! See you later!
Hey Chiefs fans, welcome to Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. Prior to the 2012 NFL Scouting Combine, very few NFL fans knew about Dontari Poe. But then, the 6'4", 346-pound defensive tackle out of Memphis ran a 4.940, vertical jumped 29.5 inches, and put up 44 bench reps. Poe's freakish performance in Indianapolis sent him rocketing up team draft boards and into the heartland as the Chiefs' 11th overall pick in the 2012 draft. Since that time, Poe has established himself as one of the most dominant interior defensive linemen in the game. This week, he's the focus of our player spotlight.
I guess he was a freak at the combine.
The best guy at the bench press, 40-plus reps there, sub 4.9 40 at 345 pounds. I mean, those numbers jump off the chart, and that's what got him drafted.
Dontari Poe.
I think it was a tough transition for him, and he's playing on a team that he was needed despite his greenness, if you will.
The jump in the guys trying to block him was extreme.
Well, that's like trench warfare down there, man. You grab this guy out of Memphis, you throw him in there against NFL offensive linemen, you know, and then we're shocked when he doesn't just blow everybody up his rookie year.
What you've done to that point isn't going to work. And I think Dontari took that to heart.
Hit by Dontari Poe for a loss. And the Chiefs' first-round draft pick blew by the offensive line.
He realized he needed to make some changes.
Even before the regular season started, up in St. George training camp, nobody's that strong. Nobody was that big. Nobody was that fast.
That's what separates him. How can you be 300 pounds and move your feet that quick and change direction so fast?
What did he do this offseason to put himself in this great condition?
Stay away from the barbecue and I'm all right.
That's hard for a Memphis guy.
It might be the hardest thing I had to do since I've been here, but it's all right.
In training camp, when I asked him how long he'd been clean, meaning off the barbecue, and he knew to the day. For him to make that commitment, you saw the difference in him this year.
Tough to talk about a diet for a guy who's 340 pounds, but he got in better physical condition while not losing the mass and the strength and the explosion that makes him such a special athlete.
I've never seen a big man move this fast so quickly in space. Look at this. It's like a rhino chasing down a deer.
Most guys that are well over 300 pounds are guys that are playing maybe half the snaps, maybe even less that.
You've got a kid that understands what he does in the offseason, allowed him to play so many snaps and be so successful early on in the season.
He is going to be sacked.
Poe, the beautiful play up the middle.
Sacked by Dontari Poe back at the 9.
Poe came screaming up the middle.
Here comes the heat again. It's another sack.
Once he figured out the technique, how to shed, how to get across the line of scrimmage, that's the greatest thing he brings to the table is his quickness and his ability to be a smart player while he's making that rush.
Dontari Poe getting enough pressure on Manning to foil the plot.
It just wreaks havoc. You're not allowing the quarterback to step up where they feel comfortable and deliver the football.
Murray is behind Tony Romo.
The game against the Cowboys.
Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line.
It was like a point guard's crossover.
Dontari Poe!
You kidding me?
I don't even think he got touched.
A loss of 7, Len, as Poe shot through there like nobody blocked him.
I mean, it's just an absolute humiliation of that poor rookie center. The whole thing happened in about a second and a half. After that, he's getting doubled every snap.
Dontari Poe made teams pay. In the first five games, he had 4.5 sacks because he was working one-on-one, and that's just not a job that many centers and guards can handle in the league.
This guy, do not let this guy through because he is a beast. He's a first chain of command in disrupting that offense. And now how will he develop his game even further knowing that they're coming after him?
Pope creates a lot of problems because he can rush the passer. They don't have to make a personnel change, and he can stuff the run.
Kansas City holds on downs.
You don't have to call exotic blitzes. You don't have to risk anything to get to the quarterback because you've got a force in the middle that will make it easier for Tom Bahali and Justin Houston to do their jobs. Then the secondary doesn't have to cover as long.
You know, if anybody thinks that Dontari Poe should have 15 sacks a year, they're not paying attention. That's not what those guys are supposed to do. Eat up that line so everybody else can make the play.
But it starts right in the middle with Dontari Poe just being a one-man wrecking crew. If he can continue to progress, why, this defense has a tremendous opportunity to be one of the best in the NFL.
Now in your second year with the Chiefs and Alex in this offense, how different is this offseason than the last?
The good thing for us is the fact that now we have video. You know, before when we came here, a lot of us offensively, we were using film from Philadelphia, trying to show and teach our offense to the quarterbacks and Alex in particular. Now we have a full year of Kansas City Chiefs plays, and it's nice to be able to go back and teach off of that.
Let's go, come on.
What would you say is the key to being a successful quarterback in this offense?
The details of the position, you know, whether it's leadership, progression of the reads, the footwork, you have to have good feet in this offense as a quarterback. Everything's on timing and rhythm. Really harping on the fundamentals of the quarterback position.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You know, as I learn with Coach Reed more and more, you really understand that the quarterback position in general is full of details.
Looking back at the 2013 season, take us through Alex's progression from week one to the end of the season.
You know, here's a guy who's been through a lot of different coordinators throughout his career, and coming to us, again, it's a new offense. There's little intricacies of this offense that we started seeing him get. Just one that comes to mind in general was what we call post alert in the Indianapolis Colts game when he hit Donnie Avery on a long pass down the field for a touchdown. We're really excited to see where that goes for next year, and it should be a lot smoother transition now.
As his coach, what's one aspect of his game that you're most proud of?
That he's a winner. When you produce and you win football games, which he has done throughout his whole career, that's a huge reflection of who you are as a person and as a player. He's not a real vocal guy, but when he has to be vocal, he will. He's just very poised. He never gets too high and he never gets too low. When you look into the details of the actual position, protecting the football, ball security, he kept his interceptions down, he kept his fumbles down, and in turn, that helps out the defense. It's something that he's going to continue to do great at, and it helps us out as a team.
What is a relationship like between the quarterbacks? How do they work together and push each other?
I'd have to put it up there with one of the best QB rooms in the National Football League. You know, you have a guy in Alex Smith who's number one draft pick in the NFL several years ago, comes in as a starter, who's had a lot of ups and downs. And then you have Chase, who comes in and has learned from Drew Brees in New Orleans the last several years, has come in and understands where he's at and how he fits onto the team, and has a great relationship with Alex. And then Tyler coming in as a younger guy with not as much experience, he gets to see how do you handle yourself as a professional? How do you do the little things, not so much on the field, but on Monday and Tuesday when no one's watching? What does it take to be a great quarterback?
Coming off a turnaround season, how much momentum and drive does this team have heading into this offseason and then looking forward to the 2014 season?
A lot. We all felt how much that hurt in Indianapolis. Players, coaches, fans, staff, to lose that lead and to go out of there with a loss, that stung. And the expectations here of Coach Reed are to win a Super Bowl. It's not to get to the Super Bowl. It's not to make the playoffs. It's not to have a good record. He wants to win the Super Bowl. And that's what he's wanting these guys to understand and believe. And now they see in 1 year we can get there. Remember that taste that we had and know that we're close. We're not there yet, but we're close and we can really make it happen.
Coming up, we head to the film room with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and former Chiefs long snapper, Kendall Gammon, as they break down Alex Smith's 2013 season.
Short drop this time. Now fires over the middle. Fasano's got it. Great catch at the back of the end zone.
Then, we look back at some of the Chiefs' top plays of the year.
Touchdown, Kansas City, 108 yards.
It's time to test your Chiefs' knowledge with fun facts to know and tell. What year did Casey Wolf become the Chiefs' official mascot? A, 1963, B, 1972, C, 1989, D, 1996. Find out the answer after the break. Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you, what year did Casey Wolf become the Chiefs' official mascot? Casey Wolf was first introduced in 1989. He received his name from the team's Wolf Pack, a group of fans from the team's days at Municipal Stadium. In 2006, Casey Wolf was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. The National Football League is a detail-oriented business, and there are only a few plays in every game that make the difference between winning and losing. No one knows that more than Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. Take a look for yourself in this week's Chiefs Live Overdrive.
And on Charles, run to the near side, he's got the open field.
It's going to be hit and obliterated. It's sacked by Tom Mahoney.
Alex Smith wants to throw for Molly
at the 30, at the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
11 wins for number 11. The entire National Football League was curious how Alex Smith would quarterback in his new surroundings in Kansas City. Well, he won the league over again and the entire Chiefs kingdom with a great year. Only 7 interceptions. Only one QB in the league had fewer of those who played 10 or more games. Kendall, what did you see out of Alex Smith this year?
As I watched Alex Smith this year, this was a guy who, of course, coming into the season, could make all the necessary throws. But as he became more comfortable with not only the scheme, but the players around him, it was the little things that he started doing that made all the difference in the world. In fact, let's take a look. Week 13, Denver.
Here in the red zone, the Chiefs are going to line up a 4 wide receiver formation. The Broncos are in man coverage with 3 corners and 2 safeties. The design of the play is going to work to get Junior Hemingway isolated against the safety right here. Dexter McCluster will run a post up the seam to occupy the single high safety. And Dwayne will run an out to the bottom of the screen.
Single high safety. Press coverage by Denver. Shotgun snap. Smith looks right. Puts it for the end zone for Hemingway. He's got it on the backside.
Just a really nice throw and good recognition to see Hemingway matched up on the safety. Later in that game, once again in the red zone, the Broncos are going to show zone cover 4 with 4 deep safeties and 3 linebackers covering underneath. The soft spot in the cover 4 zone is the deep middle, so the target is Anthony Fasano, running this post up the seam. But Alex knows he needs to keep the safeties honest, respecting the outside routes. As he drops back, Alex keeps his eyes on Donnie Avery running a double move on the outside. The safety reacts to the outside route, and the post to Fasano is wide open.
Short drop this time. Now fires over the middle. Fasano's got it. Great catch at the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Well, those were 2 great throws, but it's the little things. The fact that he looks downfield, holds the safety, doesn't stare down his receiver, and puts that one ball to where only Fasano can catch it.
Yeah, what I saw in that play, Kendall, is what I saw all year, and that was poise. He felt the pressure, but he didn't see it, and he didn't have happy feet. How impressive was Alex Smith's composure this year?
Well, certainly, Mitch, it's very impressive in the fact that you can do that when everything's going right around you, but sometimes you have pressure, the pocket crumbles, and it's what he does in those situations that's even more impressive.
Charles in the game, and he lines up wide, so empty backfield.
Here in week 2, with the game still scoreless early on, the Chiefs have a big 3rd and long in Cowboys territory. Alex knows he needs 15 yards to get the first down, so he'll have to hold onto the ball to wait for the deeper routes to develop. As he drops back, his first option, Anthony Fasano, is taken away by the linebacker. As he looks to his next option, he begins to feel pressure on his blind side and takes off.
Moving right, he's going to scramble.
Notice as he runs out of the pocket, he keeps his eyes upfield in case any of his receivers break free. Once he crosses the line of scrimmage and commits to the run, he puts his eyes on the marker and makes sure he gets the first down.
It looks like he's got it. A courageous scramble by Alex Smith.
improv. What do you do when things aren't going the way they were drawn up? Alex does a nice job.
Yeah, and the quarterback run game is becoming more and more important in the National Football League, and you hear the Cam Newtons and the Colin Kaepernicks, but Alex Smith brings that element to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns, we check out the top plays of the 2013 season.
Touchdown! Touchdown! Kansas City! And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
Welcome back to Red and Gold. The 2013 Chiefs season wasn't just a lot of fun, it was historic. The Chiefs reported the greatest single-season turnaround in franchise history, set the NFL record for most kickoff return yards in a season, and beat the Raiders twice. Can't beat that. There were tons of amazing moments and plays from 2013, and although it was difficult, we did our best to cut it down to just 10. In this week's Access Arrowhead, we take a look at our version of the top 10 plays of the 2013 season.
Gabbert, quick throw, intercepted right into the arms of Tom Mahali. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tom Mahali, his second career interception. The first was 2006.
Still has it. Smith. Wow, he faked them all out. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Turns to the wrong side if he was going to hand it to Jamal Charles, or it was a keep all the way, but it worked out. Defense didn't react quick enough.
I couldn't wait for you to explain whether or not that was a design, because he was frozen for a while.
Shotgun snap back to Terrell Pryor. Pass to the near side, picked off! It is picked off the near sideline. Up the sideline, it's Abdullah. Hussein Abdullah, 10, 5, touchdown! A 44-yard pick six. And the celebration begins at Arrowhead.
Alex Smith hit as he throws. Still connecting to Bo, who's on his feet. Breaks a tackle, and he's in for six.
Keenan back at his own five. Yes. Under pressure. Holley's got it from behind. The ball's fumbled. Picked up by the Chiefs. Derek Johnson down at the one-yard line. Tom Mahali just continues to pursue the National Football League quarterbacks with reckless abandon. They fake the draw. Alex Smith in the pocket. He's going to unload it long. He's got Donnie Avery down the field at the 30, at the 20. Goodbye! Donnie Avery catches a 79-yard bomb for a touchdown. Kansas City.
3-0 Chiefs going without a huddle. Vic throws it
loud and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Barry off a deflection from Derek Johnson. 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City.
Niall Davis takes it 7 yards deep in the end zone. He's going to bring it out. Davis with more power and speed. He's across the 20, up the middle, 30, runs into the kicker. Now moves right. He can go at the 50, 45, 40. One man has the angle. But Niall Davis is going to outrun him and go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. 108 yards on the kickoff return. Touchdown, Niall Davis. Third down and goal at the one. They load up the right side with three wide receivers. They find wide receiver screen. It's intercepted. Sean Smith's got it. He's in the open field. If they block Tool, it could be a pick six. And Johnson blocking Tool. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. This remarkable Chiefs defense makes its biggest play of the year. 99-yard interception return for a touchdown by Sean Smith.
In the shotgun, Alex Smith. He throws it left to Charles. Gets to the sideline and up the sideline. 35-30, 25-20, 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Touchdown, touchdown, Kansas City. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
Thanks for joining us here on Red and Gold. If you missed any of the show, be sure to get caught up at kcchiefs.com. To keep up with the Chiefs 24/7, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Prizes are given away all the time, and we keep you in the know of all things Chiefs. Until next time, go Chiefs!
Toss power trap.